This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Since the Oakland fire at the ghost ship, killing 36, there have been reports of event spaces being scrutinized or shut down in cities from Nashville, Philadelphia, Dallas, Austin, Indianapolis, New Haven, and Dubuque. The question now is whether the tragic fire in Oakland will become a national turning point that forces these spaces out of business, or if it'll push them deeper into the shadows. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has asked that the protest camps be dismantled, saying it is time to dismantle the camp and return to our homes. Some protesters maintain they will stay the winter while the fight moves to courtrooms and federal offices. The giraffe population has declined by 40% over the past 30 years and now stands at about 97,000 animals, according to the findings by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, indicating that they are in danger of extinction. Evidence indicates that opponents of Russian leadership are increasingly finding that their computers are hacked and planted with child pornography and similar scandals in order to discredit them and cause their arrest. Surge of tourists has left Cubans priced out of the market in their own country for basic vegetables because of shortages. A report by Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary, which assesses British National Police Forces, found that there were 436 accusations of sexual abuse by police officers in England and Wales over the last 2 years. Since the election, donations have flooded into nonprofit media. ProPublica, for example, has received $750,000 since the election, dwarfing the $500,000 in small donations for all of 2015. The World Anti-Doping Agency says state-sponsored Russian doping may have tainted 1,000 athletes in two Olympics and other contests. President Obama ordered a full intelligence report to be delivered the day before the inauguration on a question of whether there was Russian hacking to interfere with the U.S. election. The Trump campaign spent about half of what the Clinton campaign spent. Trump put in $65 million of the total from his own money, but his companies were paid $12 for space and services, and his private aircraft was reimbursed almost $9 million. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.